Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Our children face more health challenges than we as parents ever did, and it can be challenging as a parent to be sure that you're doing the right things for your family. The advice can be overwhelming. I believe that moms are an absolute force of nature and have the most ability to create change. And that's why I created the Wellness Mama podcast to give simple answers for healthier families and to cut through all the noise. With over 700 episodes, this show has tons of practical tips on topics like real food, stress, sleep, fitness, toxins, natural living, and so much more to give you actionable steps to improve your family's health. Simply search for Wellness Mama, spelled M-A-M-A, on your preferred podcast platform to join the hundreds of thousands of regular listeners.
Hi, I'm Carissa Backer, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. This week, I wanted to say a direct thank you to John Gieslin, I hope I'm saying that right, who left us the loveliest message a few weeks back about our Steady as a Mountain episode. We are so glad listening has helped you settle into the moment and has allowed sleep to come easier. We hope you'll love this meditation too, which is all about the peacefulness that can be found by a lake. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. Last weekend was spent at my sister's lake house. It sits on a quiet inlet of the lake, surrounded by thick Texas brush, mesquite trees, and high rock cliffs. You can feel how deep into nature you are out there. We drove for hours through small towns and past wide open fields to get into the main town near the lake, then another half hour down a winding 2-lane road to reach the house. There's a wildness to this place that makes me think of how this land looked and felt many years ago. I sat on the lovely porch, gazing out at the clear lake water reflecting the blue sky, watching a little turtle poke its head up from beneath the depths and gaze back. A snake slithered by the shoreline, gorgeous and colorful birds like painted buntings and blue jays flitted about from tree to tree, while the hummingbirds zipped to and from their feeder to the nearby nest where two hummingbird babies were nestled. Meanwhile, the water lapped gently at the rocky shoreline, providing the most soothing soundtrack ever. I sat there both morning and evening that day, letting myself be lulled by the music of nature and the healing aspect of being near water. The last time I spent near water was at the beach, just before I moved from LA, almost a year ago now. The ocean is wild, unpredictable, beautiful, and powerful, which I find invigorating and humbling. But the lake has a different quality, a more peaceful one that I very much needed on this particular trip. With the one-year anniversary of my move coming up, all that's happened this past year is very much on my mind. It's been a time of tremendous transition and growth. But much like the lake is quieter than the ocean, my life feels smaller, quieter, and calmer in a lot of ways, too. While I sometimes miss the rush of big city life, I am feeling more and more like I am exactly where I need to be right now, and that feels good. I often think when I'm making a big decision in life, what will this feel like a year from now? Sitting out on that dock last weekend, surrounded by my family and looking out at the glass-like surface of peaceful water, I was so grateful to be here. Being near water always inspires me to reflect. Whether what I find within myself is joyful or not, it feels like a good place to sit with it and let it be. Tonight, we're going to spend some time reflecting together, letting what is just be, as we go on a peaceful visualization meditation together to Getting Sleepy at the Lake House by Billy Gill. It takes a little time to slow down when you've left the city with its pressure and deadlines and hustle and hurry. There is still a bit of that breathless rush that lingers when you first arrive to the steady, persistent, yet decidedly unhurried work of a lake lapping on the shore, trees swaying in the breeze, clouds passing overhead, grass growing. The scale of time stretches way out past the busyness that clutters our lives in the city. Out here, there is the land and the water and the trees and the creatures and the sun coming up in the morning through the mist. And the world doesn't much mind about your schedule or your deadlines. One can grow impatient in this new world when, even though your feet have touched the lake, one still hasn't left the city. The process of actually downshifting into a slower pace is an opportunity for insight. You feel the nagging pull of your habit of anxiousness and a need to finish this so you can start that, only to hurry up so you can cross something else off your list. You begin to see that the more to-dos you cross off your list, the more you try to add to it. It's the trap of being productive. At the lake, you realize that even though nature seems to be standing still, apparently content to just be, yet she is continuously producing and benefits everything. The insight begins to dawn on you that perhaps the habit of being busy is not really about being productive so much as it is about having something to do, something to occupy your mind. You begin to see that nature does nothing, and leaves nothing undone. Tonight's sleep meditation brings you to a relaxing lake house to gradually unwind from your busyness and let the lake teach you her secrets and impart her wisdom. As you relax in your bed, it's possible and even likely that you may still feel the momentum of the day's activity. Sometimes, when we notice that feeling, we feel restless and could easily become frustrated that at the time when we are supposed to be relaxing, we actually feel stimulated. Take a moment to simply acknowledge whatever you are feeling and give space to those feelings. The process of relaxation is gradual. In Latin, the word gradus means steps. So to relax gradually is to relax in a step-by-step manner. The first step is to give yourself permission to be as you are. Simply notice how your body feels. For the time being, suspend the tendency to comment on what you are observing. Do your best to directly observe the sensations in your body without judging them. Tune in to what is and let it appear before your awareness. If you can stay in that mode of pure observation for a while, you will begin to notice that the sensations are gradually shifting and transforming. When you create this kind of mental space for noticing, witnessing, observing, what you see tends to transform more readily, and a calm awareness comes over you. You are beginning to create more inner silence. Meditation builds up an abundance of inner silence within your nervous system and forms something like a buffer between the events and circumstances in your life and your reaction to them. The net effect is that you have a little more serenity available to you at any given moment. The surface of the lake is calm and still in the dim of early morning. Low clouds on the horizon soften the light as the sun begins to peek out from the distant hills. The cove on which the lake house sits is nestled in hills of its own. Elm trees and oaks tower above the house, while the mesquites stand thick in their lower vantage point. Wrens and lark sparrows move freely among the sugarberry trees in the quiet fog of the morning. Their little songs are the treble to the low calls of the ducks flying overhead. They will spend the day in this way, taking long siestas when the sun is high. The cliffs have spent centuries watching this parade each morning. The lake invites and receives life forms of all shapes shapes and sizes, from the white and striped bass and channel and blue catfish to white-tailed deer, raccoons, bobcats, coyotes, turkeys, even Canadian geese and hummingbirds come to call. You too have come to the lake, perhaps answering a deep call within your own nature, long hidden beneath the other calls that demand your attention. But this call is deeper than those. It is the call to pause and breathe and be a part of the land, giving your gentle attention to the sensations in your body, the rhythm of your breath, the thoughts that rise and fall in your mind. Create space for deep inner quiet. Just like the lake is always still at its depths, even though the surface of the water may move, so too you are calm and steady, deep beneath the surface of those thoughts and sensations. The practice of tuning into your own depths builds this inner silence within your nervous system and gives you the freedom to remain calm and alert in any situation. It is a practice. Gradually, step by step, you find a deeper connection to your own mind's natural ability to calm itself. From this place of calm stillness, you are still able to act and respond to life. In fact, you have more energy and clarity, and tend to respond more appropriately to people and events. This is the wisdom of the lake. Remember the calm stillness of your own depths, even as the surface moves. As you follow the pattern of your breathing, again, with the attitude of pure observation, you can now begin to make gentle suggestions to how your breath is moving. Exhale naturally, and notice a brief pause at the bottom of the breath. Feel the stillness in the pause, the deep inner silence at the bottom of your exhale. The inhale will just refill itself, like water. The breath flows in to fill the empty spaces. Notice the pause that follows the inhale. Just a moment when the fullness of the breath reaches its height before it naturally falls down like a cascade with the exhale. And the cycle comes to completion. Once again, notice the calm stillness at the bottom of the exhale. And remember that as the inhale begins to flood back in. Even as you pause, at the top of your inhale, you are intuitively connected to the depth of your exhale. Then, allow the breath to gently release and follow the path all the way down, down, down to the bottom of the exhale. Continue breathing in this way, paying attention to the four phases of the breath. Inhale, pause, exhale, pause. You can think of these four phases of the breath as four lines that make a square. As you follow the four phases of the breath in your mind, allow each breath to last an equal length of time, just as the four lines of a square are equal in length. Sitting on the lakeshore, a stone has found its way into your palm. You toss the stone into the lake, and the wisdom of the lake once again shares with you another secret to life. As you move through life toward whatever goal you have chosen, be like the stone through the water. The stone passes through the water unperturbed as it follows its path to the end. Your goal draws nearer and nearer. The stone simply falls directly toward its goal. So too, you fall toward your goal when you have inner silence. Too much thinking overcomplicates. If we flail and hesitate, we lose our purpose. The stone never asks, "Will I reach my goal?" It simply falls, unperturbed. With an inner calm, let nothing enter your mind that interferes with your goal. Smokies. above. The easy wind swishing in the trees sounds like the whole scene itself is breathing. Exhale. Pause. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Pause. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Pause. Inhale. Pause. Turning inward for a night of deep rest after a day of calm reflection. You have slowly shifted. You have slowed down. The city has its rhythm, but the lake and the land have a different pace. And that pace has gradually slowed your movements and your thoughts and your heart. Outside, the sound of rain begins to patter on your roof. Cocooned in warm blankets and cool sheets, there is an intimacy in being alone in your room with the privacy of your own inner world. Images still appear in your mind's eye from the day. The cliffs and the hills and the rocky shoreline. The red oaks and the yellow ash trees. Of the water, the leaves and the grass, the boats and the people in the boats. scene still plays in your memory as you close your eyes to both absorb and release the day. Of the soft, warm rain.